This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the General Health Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Mary L. McCarthy, founder and journaling therapy guide at createrightnow.com that guides and inspires people to start and keep a daily pen to paper journaling practice for health, healing, and wellness. Mary, welcome back to eHealth Radio.
Thank you very much, Eric.
So tell us, for those that may have missed our last interview here on eHealth Radio, what is Create Right Now?
Create Right Now is the Journaling Transformation Center. It's the home of journaling for the health of it. It's a daily pen-to-paper health practice that we help people start and maintain to help them for self-discovery, self-therapy, and to help them create a healthier, happier, and well life.
And how and why was Create Right Now set up? What was the inspiration behind the creation?
About 15 or so years ago, I had an MS exacerbation, a multiple sclerosis exacerbation, where I lost feeling on the right side of my body. And I needed a way to teach myself how to write with my left hand. And I was introduced to Julia Cameron's morning pages, which each day you write pages of stream of consciousness writing. I very quickly became left-handed, and I could read my writing. But I found that in addition to that, it was an emotionally, physically, and psychologically healing modality, and I decided to, I needed to share these exciting benefits with the world, and that's when I decided to set up my company, Create Right Now.
And Mary, how does a person get started in setting up a daily pen-to-page journaling for the health of it practice?
It's very easy. First of all, you can take a look at what you might have lying around your house as far as a pen or a notebook. You don't need a fancy journal or anything like that. Or you can go to your local office supply store or pharmacy and get, you know, your basic composition notebook that we all used to use when we were in elementary school or middle school. All you need is then to create a space in your home, or if you're more comfortable being out in a coffee shop, to set up a time for you to just sit down with your pen and page, and it's an opportunity for you to reconnect with yourself. And it's, like I said, it's very, very easy. It's basically free or very low cost, and you can very easily set it up for yourself in your own home.
Today we are with Mary L. McCarthy, founder and journaling therapy guide at createrightnow.com that guides and inspires people to start and keep a daily pen-to-paper journaling practice for health, healing, and wellness here on eHealth Radio's General Health Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Mary, why daily and why pen-to-paper only?
A couple of reasons. Basically, there's something about the physical, tactile nature of pen to page. It's the connection to your body, your brain, your soul, and it gets you into all aspects of your physicality, your spirituality, your psychology, every part of your the things that make you up. And I describe health as being a holistic health that involves your body, your mind, and your soul. That's why it needs to be paper. If you just want to record and things like that, typing and being on the keyboard is fine. But basically for journaling of the health of it, to get into, as I say, the inner sanctums of your body and soul, that's why it needs to be in the paper. And daily, it needs to be a routine, very much like it's a health practice, as brushing our teeth, washing our face, eating properly, anything else that has to do with health. We need to continually just give the message to our ourselves, that we love ourselves, and that we're worth spending time each day on ourselves.
Well said. And lastly, how do people get all the health benefits available to them with a journaling for the health of it?
They get the benefits by doing it, as I said earlier, daily with the pen to the page. It's very challenging because of the wild and crazy life that we're living, and we're so focused on the outside. It's a very big behavior and attitudinal change, taking time on for ourselves. But by doing it routinely, even if it's just opening your journal and writing, I love you, have a good day, whatever, just the whole routine continues to give the message to our body and spirit, soul, that we are the most important things in our lives. And the you back into your life.
Tell us, where's the best place for listeners to be in touch? And assuming for more information, they would visit createrightnow.com.
They can visit, it's www.createrightnow. It's W-R-I-T-E, createrightnow.com. We have anything and everything a person needs. We have journal prompts, e-books on different things such as whole health or weight control and weight management, anything they could possibly want to start up a pen-to-page daily journaling for the health of a practice and keep it going and really grab all the benefits that are there that are currently sitting inside their body.
As we conclude, any closing thoughts or a final tip for the listeners today?
Oh, certainly. Journaling for the health of it, a journaling for the health of it practice, helps everyone become their own primary health care provider. It shows them how talented, how creative, how healthy they really are. And it shows them how to partner with their doctors, nurses, and other health resources to become the holistically healthiest person they can possibly be.
Well, Mary, it certainly has been good to have had you once again, and thanks for joining us here briefly on eHealth Radio.
Okay, thank you for having me, Eric.
You're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Mary L. McCarthy, founder and journaling therapy guide at createrightnow.com that guides and inspires people to start and keep a daily pen-to-paper journaling practice for health, healing, and wellness. And once again, the website of reference is createrightnow.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the General Health Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network, and we do thank you for listening, and until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.